In North London on Sunday. An 18-year-old is also being held on suspicion of a fray. A driver in his 50s has died after a tree fell on his car as Storm Henk battered the UK with winds of around 90 miles per hour. Sergeant Matt Firth from Gloucestershire Police explains the next steps for the force.
So we've got specialist collision investigators here at the time. They'll take measurements and we'll investigate as to the circumstances leading to the tree coming down. Following that investigation, we will have to have tree surgeons to help clear the road, recover the vehicles, which will take some time because it is quite a substantially sized tree.
Meanwhile, around 300 flood warnings remain in place across Britain. The chief fire officer at South Wales Fire and Rescue Services quit after a report exposed sexual harassment and racism within the organisation. Hugh Jakewell says it's time for a change of leadership. Iranian state media has updated the number killed in twin explosions in the city of Kerman to 103. Local officials are blaming terrorists for the blasts at a memorial event for Qasem Soleimani. The top Iranian commander was killed in a US drone strike in 2020. Iranian political analyst Mohammed Mirandi is in Tehran with more.
There were two bombs that exploded. The first one, when it exploded, people gathered to help, and then the second one exploded, thus maximizing the number of casualties, and over 100 people have been killed.
Health service bosses are warning a six-day strike by junior doctors, which began earlier, could mean one of the most difficult starts to the year in NHS history. Members of the BMA are walking out in England over pay. And in sports, Novak Djokovic is confident he will be fit for the Australian Open. That's despite being troubled again by a wrist injury during a defeat to Alex de Minaur. That's the latest. I'm Tim Jones.
Thanks, Tim.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, this evening and much of tonight will remain rather cloudy with a few scattered showers lingering around. However, it will turn drier with skies clearing from the west by dawn. It will be breezy for some of us, but overnight lows of 6. Now, Thursdays will be largely dry and settled day with lengthy spells of winter sunshine and very little in the way of cloud around.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com. Your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM. Brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice. Doing more than you think.
Sometimes I feel like throwing my hands up in the air. I know I can count on you. Sometimes I feel like saying, Lord, I just don't care. But you've got the love I need to see me through. Sometimes it seems the Lord is just too rough.
Florence and the Machine, where you got the love here on Phoenix FM at 5 minutes past four. Welcome if you've just joined us for the second hour here on Wednesday's Drive. Now, it is actually International Women Rock Day. Yes, there is even a hashtag, Women's Rock Day. There's supposed to be an exclamation mark, but you can't do that if you're going to hashtag it. If you fancy doing that, that's great. Now, if you're thinking, what is Joe going on about again? Well, this kicked off in the United States, actually, back in the 80s, after Aretha Franklin was included into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, because she was the very first woman to have been done that. So why Women in Rock Day? Well, it's about raising awareness, I should say, and encouraging women to make a difference in the music business. It's not just musicians as well, it's like producers, songwriters, because it's still, obviously, as we know, predominantly male industry. And raising awareness does help future generations of women of music. I can throw out some more facts as well as the hours go on. But one of the artists that actually I had on the... when was it? Oh, I can't remember. Time just goes. It's 2024 now. It might have even been 2022 when they were on my evening show on the Sunday here on Phoenix FM. And it was ARXX, A-R-X-X. And they've been getting better and better and better and better and better right the way through. And they were actually my album of the year for 2023. This is... I'll tell you what. I'll let them tell you.
Hi, this is Clara from ARXX.
And this is Hanny from ARXX.
If you think, oh, there's a lot of people in that band, there's not. There's only two. There's only Hannah and Clara. But that was the charity single, so they got all sort of like all the brilliant all indie artists that were around now, really. So Cry Sometimes, Phoebe Green, and I'm going to forget some of them. Charon, I think it was Ida Just as well. Alva Reddy, Beth White. There were so many others that were all part of that charity single as well. So, yeah, ARCS are smashing it out of the park. ARXX, if you want to check them out. Now, Sharon has asked for ABBA, Dancing Queen. Well, your wish is my command. Remember, if you want a request, if you want a proper shout out, you're more than welcome to do that as well. Or if you just want me to just play the music that you want to hear here on Phoenix FM, all you got to do, email radio@phoenixfm.com or my Facebook and Insta at Joe Bailey Music, or even Twitter if you fancy, at Joe Bailey Music 1. I should say X, shouldn't I? Anyway, I'm going to stop talking and listen to ABBA, Dancing Queen.
Made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Our terms and conditions apply.
Join me, Andy Gilson, every Friday evening on Phoenix 98 FM at 10 p.m. for 2 hours of great tracks from the 50s right through to the 1980s.
Woo, come on, everybody.
That's 10 p.m. every Friday here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Well, that's the golden years. And Ashley, yeah, the dulcet tones of Andy Gilson is in the studio now. Andy, hello. Oh, look, here you go. Happy New Year, Andy.
Happy New Year to you as well, Joe.
Yes, how are you?
I'm all right. Just doing some pre-recorded stuff because I'm away on a holiday, so I've got to record a few shows just to make sure they're in the bank for the Friday nights.
Yeah, you've got your Friday, because you do two shows because you're greedy, aren't you?
Yeah, that's why I'm the weight on. I'm trying to have a diet at the moment, trying not the greed gene.
Oh, no,
don't. My sister said to me, she said, I think you've got the greed gene. I said,
no.
I'd like food too much.
Well, if you're going on a cruise, there's no way you can't not eat.
No, you can't, but you've got to go to the gym to...
Are you going to do that?
Oh, yeah, I've done that before, yeah, yeah.
Have you?
Yeah. First cruise I ever went on, I put 11 pounds on.
When did you?
I couldn't get the trousers done up the second week. Yeah, terrible. And my feet weren't getting wet in the shower, you know. I digress. Yeah, the second cruise I went on, I managed to lose weight. So, was it. Yeah, go to the gym twice a day and don't eat bread rolls. That's the secret.
Oh, there you go. So that's your tip.
Don't eat bread rolls.
Or if you don't go to the gym and you want to eat your bread rolls, take two different size jeans and trousers.
Yeah, you could fall over and rock yourself to sleep at the end of the holiday. Yeah, I mean, it's you see what some people eat when you're going to the dining room. You think, God, you know, you don't need to put it all on the plate at once. You can go back.
Yeah.
You know, they've got these mountains in front of them, you know, I watched this person once, they had a mountain of chicken wings, and it literally was like, you know, a mountain on their plate, and she was strimming them through her teeth, and she had an ashtray next to her with a cigarette burning, and a pint of lager, and a mobile phone, and it was like a work of art, this thing. Yeah. It was all coordinated. They had to strim the chicken wings, and look at your mobile phone, and smoke the cigarette at the same time.
Sounds like someone that I'd like in my friend circle, to be fair.
Yeah, I was like, it was unbelievable.
And a pint,
It was fascinating viewing, I've got to say that.
You can people watch all the time. You don't have to get off the boat to go and see anything.
Literally was. Look.
Yeah.
It was great, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Never mind. Yeah.
If you can write scripts, could you imagine? You've been made a fortune.
Wonderful. Yeah. Fortune. I've got a script in my head, but, you know, I can't.
Have you?
Well, I thought you could do it around an old people's home that's going to be closed down, you see.
Yeah.
Because the property developer's coming in.
Don't give people your ideas,
listen, you remember the film The Young Ones with Cliff Richard?
Years and years ago.
Well, the youth club is going to be knocked down. The theatre was going to be knocked down, or whatever it was. The youth club is going to be closed down. And they put an old show on in the theatre, didn't they? And I thought, well, all these old young pop stars then are now all old people, aren't they?
Sure.
So why don't you put all of them in a rest home and have all these old 60s and 50s stars sitting as the actors, and they can put on a show to save their rest home, you see, and that would be the premise of this.
That's a great idea.
And just call it The Old Ones, you see. And
you've given it away now. Someone's going to be sitting there typing away there.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's a simple idea, but it could be quite amusing.
I might type that.
Yeah, that's it. Tap it in. Cheat. That was my idea all the time. It'll be on record. This will be dated on the computer. You know that, don't you?
We're not recording this one.
It should be on, it should be on the computer. Gilson said this at what is it, 4:20 on Wednesday the 3rd of January.
I think you'll find that I now own the rights. But
damn. Foiled again.
That is a great idea.
Yeah.
Should do a show on that one day.
Yeah, the old ones. We could write that song in about 10 seconds, couldn't we? Just got to do it off key to the original.
Slightly different, yeah. Feel good stuff. But listen, you know, I don't know if you've been listening next door, but it's International Women's Rock Day.
All right.
It was actually kicked off in the, I think it was 87. It was Aretha Franklin. It's all to do with that because she was the first one to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. First female. Absolutely, yeah. And it all kind of started from there, really.
All right.
So, yeah, it's a hashtag thing.
Bay.
Yes. Well,
there's been so many, hasn't there? So many good women singers, from the female singers, whatever word you want to use. It's, I guess there's probably a standout six or seven that would come out. I mean, obviously, Tina Turner left as an artist. She was a great rock singer.
Sure.
You know, you've got people like Alison Moyet, who's a local girl, who's a good, got great voice. And, you know, there's so many. Annie Lennox, people like that. They are great. Aoki Brooks, I always thought, had a great voice as well, you know. But I think...
Because you're more of a 60s or 70s boy. Because that's your programme, isn't it?
I mean, I heard Leona Lewis singing when the first time I heard her. And I don't really like those sort of programmes. But she was obviously, you know, a standout straight away. And, and I did actually say, you know, she had a great voice. And I thought she was the most standout voice I'd heard at that moment in time for a long time. And I thought, probably since Dusty Springfield, because a little bit like Dusty, she's very shy in front of the camera and talking. But once she opens her mouth to sing, bang, you know, you get a delivery there. And and I thought they were very similar in that way, that, you know, you heard Leona Lewis talking, you thought, oh, she's got no real... there's nothing really much there other than the singing voice. She was all right once she got going, but I mean, as to interview her, you know, and Dusty Springfield was pretty much the same, very introvert from that side of things. And obviously once she delivered a song, she had her own style, you know.
Well, I know what your favourite song is anyway. I've got it lined up because you've got a special coming up as well.
Well, I've got
Dusty,
to work
you
on
know
it
what you, you know what it is, gonna, Dusty Springfield.
Dusty Springfield's it'll be the 25th anniversary of her passing on the 2nd of March, and which is unbelievable. I mean, she got a gong delivered to her just before she died, a few days before she died, because she wasn't going to obviously last long enough to get it, which was a shame. But she's just one of those acts. I mean, she missed out on a great record, though, because Elton John wanted to do Don't Go Breaking My Heart with her. And for whatever reason, it didn't get done. And so he did it with Kiki, who used to be Dusty's backing singer. So it's a very strange...
Because she did the demo, didn't she? And that's how it's like,
Oh, it's just, I'd say Kiki D was quite a long while a backing singer for Dusty Springfield. So, in fact, if you watch the old 1964 NME concert on YouTube, they've got the whole concert. It was televised. So they got 64 and 65, I think, over televised, and they were on YouTube, the whole show. So if you look at it at the back, you'll see there's Dusty with Kiki D backing her. You know, so, but I mean, the amps aren't that great in those days, and the speakers aren't that great. But
would have been brilliant, though, wouldn't it, if it had been with Elton John? And
it would have been a great comeback for her. But obviously, the Pet Shop Boys gave her a comeback anyway. But
always on my mind.
A great couple of tracks they did with her. I mean, and but they know how to produce anyway. So I mean, they
had
do
huge
produce.
Respect for her as well, weren't they?
I mean, you know, she's of a different era, Joe, without getting all heavily into it, her sexuality at the time, it was difficult for her, and it affected her career detrimentally, rather than today. It wouldn't have made a blind bit of difference, but in those days, unfortunately, going back 1969-70, that sort of time, it really didn't help her career at all. And she had other problems at the time, of course, drugs, drink, etc. But she did manage to get herself, you know, cleaned up and back out again. And I think, you know, the 80s saw a real resurgence. It was just
really
a shame,
did,
really.
Yeah,
just
a lot of people, because there's a lot of people that I know that are in their 30s that sort of know her now as well. So it's really nice.
I mean,
you know,
a great artist. Totally. I mean, and I think it's one of those, when people say, oh, iconic. And I say, well, if you draw, if you get pictures of an era and you get 60s, 70s, 80s, whatever, 90s. I said, if you go to the 60s, you think, right, moon landing, Kennedy getting shot, the miniskirt, that sort of thing, Beatles, Dusty Springfield with the eye makeup, and she's one of those classic images of that decade. So when you get this picture balled up, one of the pictures in there of the decade to sum up that 60s would be her.
That's a great way of looking at it, because I think you're right. I think a lot of these words like legends, iconic, I mean, I use them myself quite a lot, and I guess really you would think of it as a picture board, really.
Yeah,
the top 10 people that you would think of that era, that decade.
So she is an iconic image, and she's an iconic artist.
Yeah.
But, you know, people use it, so they ban the word around, you know, but there are very few that really, there's good and there's iconic, you know, so,
well,
there you go.
I'm going to play that now. Then we've got the travel coming up, and we've got loads of other stuff coming up, but we'll come back with you a little bit later, Andy.
Ta-ta.
I'm looking, I will let you know as well when Andy's, what is it going to be called? Have you got a title for it yet?
Well, it would just be the Golden Years, but Dusty Springfield Special, but
there you go.
I've got to do a lot of work on that between now and
excellent stuff.
Now and then.
Yeah, well, I'll keep you updated when that will be released. Cheers, Andy.
Ta-ta.
This one is for you.
Tried so hard all summer through not to think too much of you.
That was Dusty Springfield and All I See Is You from Andy.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, on the M25 anti-clockwise, the lane closed on the entry slip road due to the long-term roadworks. At Junction 28, A12, that's a Brentwood Brook Street roundabout, so expect delays there. Also, A127 eastbound slow traffic between Junction 29, that's the M25, and the halfway house at the A128. A12 northbound slow traffic between Junction 17, Howell Green, and Junction 18, A414 Sandon. In Rayleigh, slow traffic northbound on High Street to Crown Hill. Also, slow on Crown Hill towards the High Street on the Webster's Way southbound to Eastwood Road. Brentwood Road, Brook Street, London Road, also B1023. There's slow moving traffic there in both directions, that is, approaching the junction with Maskells Lane. Now up in Chelmsford Parkway eastbound, A1060. Slow traffic between Rainsford Lane and Victoria Road, and also in Chelmsford, slow traffic on Broomfield Road between Kings Road and Rectory Lane. Now, the rail is looking okay for us at the moment, but heading over to the tube, yes, there's minor delay still on the central line due to a shortage of trains. The underground station is still closed on the northern line at Kentish Town due to engineering works. Trains not stopping at the Piccadilly line, that's eastbound at South Ealing, but there's a good service throughout the rest of the network, and there'll be more updates from me in an hour. Now we've got our 4 at 4:30-ish, because I never get it on time. The first one, and it's all to do with rock in the title. And I've locked them in. I've got four brilliant tracks kicking off with, I guess, the most iconic one.
By the record machine, I knew he must have been about 17. He was strong, playing my favorite song, and I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. And asked for his name. That don't matter, he said, 'cause it's all the same. So I'll take you home where we can be alone. And next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on. He was with me.
You big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing,
we will, we will rock you. We will rock you.
Buddy, you're a young man, hard man, shouting in the street, you're gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face, a big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place.
We will.
You got mud on your face, big disgrace. Somebody better put your bag into your place.
We will rock you.
Sing it.
We will rock you.
Everybody,
we will rock you.
Joe Bailey on Phoenix FM.
To the bus.
with the word rock in the title. Michael Jackson, Rock With You. Queen, We Will Rock You. One of the quickest songs. Not even 2 minutes, that one. Joan Jett. Oh, I love rock and roll as much as I love Joan Jett. And we're going back all the way, actually, to 1974. And that's one of the first hits, really, around sort of like the disco era. It sold 11 million copies worldwide. And that is when there was just literally then the vinyl. And it was actually half written, I should say, by Casey and the Sunshine Band's Richard Finch. Do you know what it is yet? Your Baby was the last one of our four at 4:30. Yes, now coming up, we have got a classic from the 80s, and we've got a local artist as well coming up in a second. I was here in the studio, all of 3 months ago or so. But do you know what I've not done? I've not played you the Guess the Intro yet, and I'll be playing this out for you right at the end of the show.
Guess the Intro.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Villa Riquet's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
And you can dance. For inspiration. Come on.
Yeah.
Madonna into the groove here on Phoenix FM. Now, if you are into open mic nights or you think you want to get out there and show people what you can do, the perfect place every Monday, and it's 8th of January is the next one, actually, is the Phoenix FM open mic night at the Essex Arms. It's hosted by our own Kevin Pigott from 8pm till 10pm it is. Now, he does record all the tracks, every single thing that is recorded there. He does, you sing there, I should say, or play. He does record it. And what he does, he then plays just a few on his Sunday show. It's the Sunday Session Show, it's called. And it's every Sunday from 10am. But if you want to go down to the Essex Arms, it's every Monday, just literally out of Brentwood Station. Turn left and you can fall into the pub there, literally. It's got a great room at the back with the sound is awesome, I must admit. I used to play an awful lot of open night nights and run a lot myself. And must admit, the Essex Arms has got one of the best sounding ones there. So if you're into that or know somebody that is locally, then please do let them know. Remember, it's every Monday, but don't delay. Go along. On this Monday. Now, speaking of local artists,
I'm Sophie Griffiths, and you're listening to Joe Bailey on Phoenix FM.
I didn't get much sleep last night. I know she's back again, hanging on to things that I regret. She makes me feel so small sometimes. It doesn't make no sense, 'cause we're the same, so I'm to blame. I'm sick of seeing red, 'cause I'm wasting all my energy. I'm my own worst enemy. Talking loud, no, I'm not listening, 'cause I'm wasting all my energy. I'm my own worst enemy. Oh, I can't walk away from me. I can't walk away. There's a monster stuck in my. I wondered if we could be friends, start us all over again. But too many times you mess with my mind, and I'm done playing pretend. There's a monster stuck in my.
She can't get.
There's a
that's the fab Sophie Griffiths with Monster. And if you want to check out the interview that I had just a few months ago, you can do that on phoenixfm.com and go to Joe Bailey or Drive, and you'll find all the interviews and Drive Live sessions as well that I've had throughout the years that I've been here. Actually, I've been here for 3 years now, I think, but I've only been doing Drive since March, so will be special month coming up soon now. Now, if you know anyone that's a local singer-songwriter, and when I'm saying local, it's East London and Essex, they can get hold of me on my Facebook or Instagram at Joe Bailey Music. You can get in touch with me there and just let me know. And, you know, sometimes I have people in the studio, just let me know what's going on, and all open mics, anything that's happening locally with all unsigned independent artists as well. We always love supporting them here on Phoenix FM, and of course here on Drive as well. So yeah, I'm going to have a special notification coming up as well soon. Well, I'll tell you now, actually, shall I? I should have got a drum roll, but it's nothing major. What I'm going to be doing, I'm going to be visiting all, well, not all of them, because it would take too long, really, but I'm going to be visiting open mics around East London and Essex, just to find local artists, and actually to dust down my guitar as well, to get out there and play myself again. So, again, if you know any open mics as well as our Phoenix FM open mic, let me know, because I'll be writing a little blog about them. I will be starting in South Essex and East London first, and then work my way up. So hopefully I'm do at least one every couple of weeks, starting from next week as well. So that's all coming up soon. So I will keep you updated on that one, and you update me as well. Let me know what's going on. Now, we're coming up to the top of the hour, so let's finish 4 o'clock hour off with The Sweet Escape with Gwen Stefani. I will see you after five.
Sweet, I know I've been a real bad girl.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.